Track 16, Musical Memories. Well, I think we can justify casting our minds back for a little while longer, don't you? Last time we heard about the late lamented Burt Bacharach, composer of much fine music. Now here's Tony to tell us about another composer. And the name is certainly familiar, but it might not necessarily be the person you're thinking of.
If I were to ask you if you had heard of Engelbert Humperdinck... Please release me, let me go. I'm sure almost all of you would say, why yes, of course I have. He's that singer from the 1960s who had hits with songs like The Last Waltz and Release Me. And of course, you would be right. But how many of you know that Arnold George Dorsey, Jerry Dorsey, took his professional name of Engelbert Humperdinck from that 19th century German composer? Actually, I'm sure some of you do know that. But what exactly do you know about the original Engelbert Humperdinck? Well, he was born in 1854 in Germany. He started composing at the age of 7. But his parents disapproved of a career in music and encouraged him to study architecture instead. However, the young Engelbert was determined to continue with his musical studies, travelling to Italy, where he got to know Wagner, and then to Spain and France. He eventually returned to Germany to teach and to continue composing. In 1914... Humperdinck is thought to have applied for the post of director of the Sydney Conservatorium of Music in Australia. But with the outbreak of World War I, it became unthinkable for a German to hold that position, and Belgium's Henri Verbruggen was selected for the job instead, as Belgium was an ally of the United Kingdom. Also in 1914, Humperdinck signed the Manifesto of the 93, declaring support for German military actions during early World War I. Humperdinck's reputation today rests primarily on his opera Hansel and Gretel, based on the fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm. The work began simply as 4 songs to accompany a puppet show which his nieces were putting on at home, but it was then expanded to become a play with songs, dialogue and piano accompaniment, eventually developing into the small opera we know today. Hansel and Gretel was an immediate and resounding success when it was premiered in Weimar in 1893. In 1923, the Royal Opera House in London chose it for their first complete radio opera broadcast, and 8 years later, it was the first opera to be transmitted live from the Metropolitan Opera in New York. When Humperdinck died in 1921, the Berlin State Opera performed Hansel and Gretel in his memory. One other work of Humperdinck's which has remained in the repertoire is a stage play with music, Königskinder, or King's Children. The cast of this play includes a goose girl, a king's son, a witch, and a fiddle player. For the first performance, the person playing the part of the goose girl trained her own flock of geese, and a review of this performance at the Metropolitan Opera observed that she caused much amusement by appearing in front of the curtain with a live goose under her arm. I think some of our pantomimes could learn a thing of this from this, don't you? And so the name Engelbert Humperdinck lives on, not only as the composer of Hansel and Gretel and the professional name of a singer, but also as an asteroid number 9913, which was discovered in 1977 and named after him. And that's one more asteroid than Jerry Dorsey, as far as I know.
Little brother, dance with me, take my hand, advance with me, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, bow your head and turn about. Show me once more how it goes, then I might avoid your toes.
Thank you, Tony, and I hope you all enjoyed listening to the duet between Hansel and Gretel. Perhaps it even made you want to get up and dance.